السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آج کل میری دنیا کے مختلف ممالک سے
I am receiving many letters and faxes from all over the world these days, congratulating on the successful completion of Jalsa Salana UK and also expressing the benefits derived from watching the Jalsa Salana live on MTA, Muslim Television Ahmadiyya International. However, we can only truly avail the benefit and blessings when we make an outright effort to make all those things we saw and heard a means of bettering our lives. There was nothing political or worldly about what was said at the Jalsa Salana. Indeed, some of the special guests from among the non-Ahmadi or non-Muslim guests that attend our Jalsa are given the opportunity to speak for 2 to 3 minutes. Almost all of them, after having experienced the spiritual atmosphere, speak about those teachings which are in fact a part of the teachings of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat and which lead one to higher levels of morality. Nonetheless, we can only benefit from the Jalsa when we mold ourselves according to our teachings. We must try to inculcate within us everything we have heard. Otherwise, whatever we have presented before our guests, and whatever we have listened to which is often praised by our guests, will simply be something superficial. It will not be a true reflection of our inner self. A true mu'min, a true believer, is one whose outer and inner states are the same. Nowadays, the world is paying great attention towards us. And through MTA, Muslim Television Ahmadiyya International becomes a part of our Jalsa. The Ahmadis, as well as the world in general, listen to our Jalsa, and some pay very special focus to the United Kingdom Jalsa Salana. We spend hundreds of thousands of pounds on MTA to try to convey its message. This is simply so that every member of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat can fulfill the objective of one's life, and each person can hear this message at once. Therefore, our happiness and our congratulating one another on the successful completion of Jalsa should not simply be limited to this alone. In fact, all those who attended the Jalsa and all those who listened to it through MTA, should continue to remind themselves of what they heard and saw, and they should try to instill it in their everyday lives. We should be thankful to God Almighty that even in this era of materialism, through a worldly invention, He has made provisions for our intellectual, moral, and religious development and improvement and betterment. When we observe how television, internet, newspapers, and other means of publications are helping and aiding us, it only further increases a mu'min's, a true believer's faith. Because 1400 years ago, God Almighty had given the glad tidings that such inventions would be used in aid and support for the propagation of Islam. Each and every day, we are witnessing the fulfillment of this prophecy in new and better ways. I will mention the press report later on and how God Almighty spreads the message. Thus, we should continue to prostrate before God the Almighty in gratitude, because according to the word of God, this gratitude will bless us with even more rewards and success. Allah the Almighty states, لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَذِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will surely bestow more favors on you. The subject of gratitude not only teaches us how to be grateful to God Almighty, but also about gratitude towards fellow human beings. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said that one who is not grateful to his fellow men is also not grateful to God the Almighty. There were many volunteers at this Jalsa, and God Almighty enabled them to try and make excellent arrangements for the Jalsa Salana. There is transport, accommodation, food arrangements, the Jalsa Gar, that is the main marquee, and various other programs. There is also the hygiene department, giving water to people in hot weather, the sound department, which ensures the sound is conveyed to all, and then the arrangements for this sound and video to be conveyed to the rest of the world through Muslim Television Ahmadiyya International, MTA. In short, if all these departments were to be named, then there would be a countless list of departments in which men, women, elderly, youth, girls and boys offer their services and try to make all the arrangements for the Jalsa Salana to the best of their abilities. All the volunteers from the different departments belong to various professions. There are directors of companies, doctors, engineers, scientists, businessmen, those who are self-employed, laborers as well, but they all work as one. In the kitchen, irrespective of one's status, they stand in the intense heat with 100 to 200 pots placed on the fire and are happily moving the spoons in them whilst preparing the food. Young and old are all trying to ensure that they are able to prepare the best curry for the guests. No one cares whether or not it is hot. In fact, children as young as 14 to 15 happily do the duty of cooking food and working in the roti plant, the plant where the pita bread is made. Then there is a group of volunteers who provide water. There is also another group of male and female volunteers who selflessly work to clean the washroom for the guests, and some are picking up the litter. Some are involved in traffic control, and some men and women are transporting the elderly and disabled on buggies. Young boys and young girls very passionately serve the guests with water in the intense heat, and this is something greatly appreciated by people. There are also men and women engaged in the task of serving food to the guests. Then there is the Department for Security, which is very extensive and a very important department. In short, as I mentioned before, there are many departments in which the volunteers, irrespective of whether they are trained in it or not, are working with great passion and to the best of their abilities within those departments. Then there is the wind-up responsibility, and after Jalsa there was a lot of rain. There is great difficulty being experienced during the wind-up. Due to the rain, some of the items, such as bedding, has become wet and therefore incurred loss. It will be difficult to dry the mattresses on such a large scale, but nonetheless the khuddam are working. The khuddam came to make all the arrangements prior to the jalsa and are now working to wind up. The wind-up is also a huge task, because the council only gives a certain number of days in which everything must be cleared. If it is not cleared within those days, then it can cause hindrance in obtaining permission for next year's jalsa. In short, every single duty is of great importance. This year, a team of khuddam from Canada offered their services to help at the jalsa salana. They were allocated to the wind-up team, and by the grace of God the Almighty, they have also worked very hard. Apart from the UK, the rest of the countries do not have to make such vast arrangements. Therefore, it was a totally new experience for the team from Canada, but they worked with great passion and hard work. Along with the teams from Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya, we should also be thankful to this team from Canada that helped us. Therefore, we are thankful to all of them, whether men or whether women. All are indeed worthy of gratitude. May God the Almighty reward all of them. On behalf of the workers, I should also thank all of those guests who cooperated with them. With a few exceptions, there have been no complaints of the guests. The odd complaint here or there does get received, In relation to the subject of gratitude, I shall read out the comments of the guests that came from different countries. These included politicians, ministers, and various other senior dignitaries. When one listens to their comments, one is further immersed in gratitude to God the Almighty. It is only natural that in such a large event there will be some flaws. However, God the Almighty covers our faults and the guests only observe the good points and the weaknesses are hidden away. Mr. Wilson Muruli is from Uganda and is a minister of gender who attended the Jalsa Salana. He says that, "I am amazed after witnessing the arrangements for hospitality, security and discipline, that how people are rendering such sacrifice voluntarily." He further says, "I had never imagined that I was going to be part of a Jalsa where I would not see humans working, rather angels instead. I never saw people sleeping at night nor during the day. These workers were always ready to serve. They never tire and they never complain. Even if you ask something 20 times, they always offer it with a smile." He also said that he visited the Review of Religions and the Mux Sanita Sevier photo exhibitions. He also visited the Humanity First exhibition and said, "The scale at which the Ahmadiyya community is working on, it seems as if they will conquer the world in a few years. Inshallah, God willing." He further said, "There is a strategic effort being made to establish world peace. Guidance and advice is presented to the world, and if people start acting on this advice, then this world shall become an abode of peace." He then said, "If I were to summarize the Jalsa Salana, then the biggest thing is that the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is a great model for the rest of humanity in peace, love and brotherhood." A guest from French Guiana, Jacques Berthol, attended the Jalsa Salana. He is a judge of a court in Guiana and was representing the Bishop of Guiana. He says that, "When I left French Guiana to attend the Jalsa Salana, I was suffering pain in my leg. However, it miraculously went away as soon as I came to the Jalsa, and there was not even a single trace of the pain left in me. It is the grace of God the Almighty that the non-Ahmadis also benefit from the blessings of the Jalsa, which Ahmadis also receive." He says, "As far as the arrangements for the Jalsa are concerned, I have been an inspector for a long time and therefore critically observe everything. Yet the manner in which the volunteers of the Ahmadiyya community worked is indeed praiseworthy. Each person was carrying out their duty in the best possible way, especially the security arrangements, because to organize the security at such a large event is no easy task. Similarly, to prepare food for so many people and to serve them on time is no ordinary feat." Murhi Busari, who is a well-known chairman of a Nigerian TV, MITV, says that, "By attending the Jalsa, I felt as if he is Al-Hajj and has performed the Hajj. So he says that, I felt as if I was standing in the plain of Arafat and there is love, affection and happiness everywhere. I have never witnessed such a sight before anywhere in the world. The Khudam were excellently performing their duties and were full with a passion of dedication. I have never seen such levels of obedience to the Imam as witnessed in the Khalifa of the Ahmadiyya community and his followers." Noel Gilombo Ngozi Mala, who came from Congo Kinshasa and is judge of the Constitutional Court, he says, "Being a judge, God Almighty has given me the insight whereby I can tell where the truth is being hidden and where it is being expressed." After attending the Jalsa Salana, I have witnessed a practical demonstration of the teaching of Islam, which I was introduced to by the Ahmadiyya community. If there were any doubts in my heart, they have now gone away. The Islam which the Ahmadiyya community presents is in fact the true Islam. The world is in need for this message of Islam. I feel that the future of the world depends on this message. We need this Islam and not the Islam of the terrorists. The Vice President of Sierra Leone also attended the Jalsa. He said, "The Ahmadiyya community's Jalsa is magnificent, and it is the only way of uniting all nations on one platform. I have received a lot of love after having attended the Jalsa." The Mayor of Makini, which is a city in Sierra Leone, also attended the Jalsa. He says, "All 3 days were steeped in spirituality and have caused a revolutionary change in my life. I have never seen people show love to one another like this before." The Deputy Minister of Sports in Sierra Leone also attended the Jalsa. He says, "Attending the Jalsa was a truly unique experience of my life. Young, old and elderly were all welcoming the guests and were striving with one another to serve their guests. I have never seen such honor and love shown to guests anywhere else, whether at a religious event or a political one." The Deputy Speaker of Benin's National Assembly, Eric Hondete, attended the Jalsa. He says, "The biggest thing I came to note was that the members of the Ahmadiyya community have great love for their Khalifa. This is not to be seen anywhere else." He further says, "I have experienced some of the best days of my life after having attended the Jalsa. I have observed all the arrangements and found nothing but perfection." The arrangements for transporting more than 35,000 people was impeccable, and the traffic was being guided with great expertise. The level of cleanliness was also very good, despite so many people attending, and there was no litter left anywhere. All these arrangements were being done by 5,000 volunteers. The volunteers comprised of highly educated people, elderly, men, women, and young children. He says that this is an extraordinary thing which cannot be seen in any other religious or worldly event. An Ahmadi who came from Argentina said, "I have spent 10 years searching for the true religion, and after having entered the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, I have ultimately found the true religion. I have been impressed by the organization of the Jalsa Salana. The most impressive thing about Jalsa was the presence of the youth. I have never seen the involvement of so many youth at a religious function that the Ahmadiyya Jamaat's Jalsa has." He also says, "Being part of the International Bayat initiation ceremony was amongst the most joyous moments of my life. During the Bayat, my heart and body were trembling. The 10 conditions of the Bayat are in fact the summarization of the teachings of the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. There is nothing more pleasing to me to know that I am the first Muslim in Argentina who has had the opportunity to accept Ahmadiyyat. I will inshallah go back to my country and will try my utmost to spread the message of Ahmadiyyat." Yoshio Iwamura from Japan attended the Jalsa Salana. He says, "The hospitality and the loving and affectionate conduct of the volunteers is an unforgettable memory." The Jalsa Salana UK was presenting a true model of United Nations, with people from different race and backgrounds coming together as one family. "The spiritual atmosphere has had a special impact upon my heart." Another friend from Japan, Giovanni Monte, also attended the Jalsa and has a PhD in medical science, and came into contact with the Jamaat at the Tokyo International Book Fair. He says, "I was researching different faiths and cultures for the last 10 years. I no longer had any interest in Christianity and was searching for the truth. On the first day of the book fair, he was given the Promised Messiah's book, The Philosophy of the Teachings of Islam, and the next day visited us again. Our missionary writes and said that he began reading the book, The Philosophy of the Teachings of Islam, last night, and found it difficult to sleep without completing it. By the next morning, he completed the book and was certain that Islam is a true religion and is a pathway that leads to the truth. He says that he has read the book, The Philosophy of the Teachings of Islam, 50 times through the course of the year. He says that the philosophy presented by the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has an extraordinary appeal. After seeing the Jalsa, he said that he was in search of the truth and has now found it. He said there is no better way of life than Islam Ahmadiyyat. He did not do the bet during the Jalsa, but the next day after the Jalsa, he came to me and said he wanted to do the bet, and so he did it in the mosque. A non-Ahmadi friend from Japan, Masayuki Okutsu, who is a professor at a university in Tokyo, attended the Jalsa. He is researching on Jamaat Ahmadiyya and has also visited Robwa because of this. He says that upon his return, his host and the driver asked him to forgive them if there had been any deficiency in their hospitality. He says that this had an enormous impact on him, and now after having coming to the Jalsa, he has experienced the same kind of excellent traditions. This shows that the teaching and practice of the Ahmadiyya community is the same. These examples can be witnessed everywhere. Two members of Spain's National Assembly also attended. Mr. Jose Maria says, after witnessing the organization of the Jalsa, I kept wondering that how would we cope if we had to make all these arrangements? There is not a single example of this in the world at present. He then says, we participated in all 3 days of the Jalsa program and repeatedly expressed that our governments could not carry out these tasks as orderly as the volunteers are doing. He said, I learnt a great deal from the Jalsa. Thus, the works of the volunteers is a form of silent tabligh or preaching. The other female member of parliament says, the Ahmadiyya community is working tirelessly to establish peace in the world. She says, I belong to a very famous and historic city of Spain, Toledo, where once people from different faiths, Muslims, Christians and Jews lived peacefully together. We are very proud of that time and it is the golden era of Spain's history. She also said, 1,000 years ago, Abdurrahman I from Banu Umayyah came to Spain and he said that he considered this country to be his home. Today we want to tell your Khalifa that it is also our wish that whenever you come to our country, you consider it as your home. Amir Sahib of France says that 35 members of the same family attended the Jalsa this year. 28 among them had already accepted Ahmadiyyat, but their parents and their daughter and her 3 children had not accepted Ahmadiyyat. The father is quite elderly and before the Friday prayer said that he was very impressed by the spiritual atmosphere. He then said that after attending the Jalsa and observing the spiritual atmosphere, he has realized why his children have become Ahmadis. Since they have become Ahmadis, by the grace of God the Almighty, their conditions have completely changed. They adhere to the Islamic teaching so firmly that no matter how much one is thankful to God Almighty, it is not enough, and this is all due to Ahmadiyyat. He said that when he was young, he had a dream in which he saw himself in a strange place, and there were also lots of other people. After coming to the Jalsa, he now remembered the dream, and on the second day of Jalsa, he said he saw the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 5 times, and so him and his wife took part in the International Bayt or Initiation Ceremony on Sunday and have now joined the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. He says that during the Bayt, their whole family was present and were crying uncontrollably like children. Amir Sahib also writes about the daughter, which had been mentioned, that she had an old link with the Jamaat, however had not done the bayt yet. She says that after the Fajr prayer on Sunday, her husband and daughter came to her and said they wanted to talk to her about something and then started crying. After inquiring from him, he said that the reason he did not do the bayt yet was because he wished to do the bayt with his wife and children. After attending the Jalsa, he really wanted to do the bayt, but it was his ardent desire to do the bayt along with his wife. Therefore, he extensively prayed after the Fajr prayer. After the prayer, his wife said to him that she wanted to speak to him. He said that he also wanted to speak to her. His wife said that she wanted to do the bayt. He told her that he was also going to say the same thing, that he wanted to do the bayt, and had been praying that they could do the bayt together, and God Almighty had now accepted his prayer. She replied that she too had been praying for precisely this. Therefore, they were in a very emotional state. Comments of the delegation from Greece. There was a delegation from Greece that came for the first time. Dr. Akram Sharif says that I have never seen such an organized community of Muslims than the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. Every person greets each other with so much love and brotherhood, irrespective of whether they know each other or not. There was also a delegation of three people from Slovenia. Mr. Zamago Pavlic, who has been working as a translator for some time and has also been working on the translation of the Jamaat's literature. He says, prior to attending the Jalsa, my introduction to the Jamaat was limited to reading about it. However, after having attended the Jalsa and observing the atmosphere of the Jalsa, I am certain now that whatever I had read about the Jamaat is in fact a reality. For instance, the motto, love for all, hatred for none, was something that I had only read or heard. But after attending the Jalsa and meeting different people and seeing the atmosphere of the Jalsa, I have been able to see the practical demonstration of this motto. Every member of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya adheres to this motto. When we listen to these comments, every Ahmadi should assess himself, and it is their duty to continue this impact that has been created. Among the delegation from Slovenia was a university professor. Miss Andrija Boric says, it is the first time I have attended an Islamic program. This is a female, and it is the first time I have had a positive introduction of Islam. The Jamaat is truly serving humanity. She then said children were serving food in the dining hall and would repeatedly ask us if we wanted anything, that we should tell them. Similarly, small children were serving water in the main hall. I feel that all of this is very important for the upbringing and development of children. A police officer who came from Sweden said, I have seen the practical demonstration of the message that you give. I wish that this message reaches all the countries of the world. So he is a police officer and he says, I would hand in my resignation if this message was to reach Sweden, because there would be no longer any need of policing, and the money that is spent to pay the wages of the police officers could instead be used for fulfilling the needs of the poor and the elderly, if our society becomes peaceful and shows love to one another. Therefore, not only does this make every Ahmadi more grateful, but they should also strive to remove any small weaknesses or faults that they may have. Guests from Switzerland, linked to the press media. Branislav Belic attended. He said, I have participated in various events around the world. However, I have never experienced such an event. It was an astonishing spectacle. When people were asked back quietly, they would silently cooperate. When they were told to move on, they would immediately comply. No one showed anger at all at why they were being stopped. I did not see any duty worker or Jalsa participant speaking angrily to anyone else. I have visited many countries, but never have I observed such a peaceful and excellently organized event. A non-Muslim Swiss friend called Michael Schellenberg attended the Jalsa. He said that he found the scene of the International Bayat, the International Initiation Ceremony, where people displayed their dedication to their religion and their Khalifa, very moving. A new Ahmadi from Micronesia, who has served as the mayor of Micronesia for 11 years, said that after witnessing this Jalsa, I vow that when I go back to Kozrae, the name of the town, I will inform my family and other people about true Islam. He said that he would try and put right the wrong impression of Islam. So our Jalsa has become a great source of preaching or proselytization. A journalist from Jamaica also attended the Jalsa. She said that her cameraman was a bit reluctant to attend a Muslim convention. However, during the Jalsa, he noticed that everybody was kind and caring towards him. This made him ask, are these people for real, or are just showing off such love for us? To which our missionary replied that kinship and brotherhood are the basic teachings of Islam. He said, why don't you attend the whole Jalsa and decide for yourself if our people are for real or not? At the end of the Jalsa, the cameraman said that there is no doubt that all the love, brotherhood, and affection shown to each other was not for show, but it was definitely real. This female journalist also interviewed me and said that when she will go back home, she would make a documentary and will write about our community. This way the new routes for preaching have opened up. She says that she promises that she would try her utmost to spread the teaching of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Jamaica. She is a Christian, and you see how she is becoming a source of our preaching. A friend, Ronaldo Coche, from Panama, attended the Jalsa Solana, and said that in this day and age it is almost impossible to find a convention with such a peaceful atmosphere. There are many Muslims in our country, but people do not have a good impression of them. In fact, they hate them. When I was invited to attend a convention of Muslims, I thought that these people will also be like the Muslims of Panama. However, when I arrived here, I was astounded. The atmosphere of peace, love, and affection that I saw here was beyond my imagination. He says that from now on, if somebody presents a wrong impression of Islam, then I will defend Islam vigorously, that all Muslims are not the same. From Kazakhstan, Tana Shawema Saheba, who is a professor in a state university and is a member of New York Academy, also attended the Jalsa Solana. She was elected the Lady of the World in 2000. Expressing her impression, she says that in her life of 75 years, she has seen many places. However, only during the Jalsa did she witness the true love and helpfulness to humanity. This was an amazing scene. Many students were given medals for academic excellence. This will help them to appreciate this honor and will enthuse them to build their lives on these principles. She said that she feels spiritually revived after attending the Jalsa Solana. A student from Guatemala says that to attend the Jalsa was an excellent experience for me. This has helped me to enhance my spiritual life for the future. The 28-member delegation from Croatia attended the Jalsa Solana. The delegation included the members of parliament. Mr. Pandek says that it was his first opportunity to attend the Muslim ceremony. He said that if everybody would follow the advice given in my, that is, Hazur's concluding address, then this world will become a peaceful place. He was very impressed. A journalist from the National TV of Sierra Leone, SLBC, also attended the Jalsa Solana. He said that you have done a great favor by inviting me to attend the Jalsa. He said that during the Jalsa, he made a strong conviction that he must join the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, and on the day of the international bayt, he took the bayt, the initiation. Paul Davies, who has served as a group captain in the British Royal Air Force, says that I have to express that I've seen hundreds of functions, but I have never seen a convention so organized. I especially enjoy that we talked about the topics such as what dangers we are facing today and what the solutions are to survive these dangers. In this regard, many sensible opinions were expressed. Two members of parliament from the Ivory Coast attended the Jalsa Salana. One of them was Kawaku Kawaku Watara Sahib. He says that attending the Jalsa was the most important moment of my life. He says that he has been an Ahmadi for many years, but it is the first time that he saw such a spiritual environment. He says that his faith had been consolidated by attending the Jalsa Salana. The editor of the newsletter of the British Society of the Turin Trout, Mr. Hugh Ferry, who is an expert in the Turin Trout. He said, of all the forums where I have given information regarding the Turin Trout, this was the best forum. He says that these 3 days were exceptional for me from an academic point of view, not only regarding the Trout, but also about the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, to learn a lot about them, whom I previously knew nothing about. This meeting has given me new ideas and has opened the avenues for new research. There were other personalities who were experts in the Turin Trout who attended the Jalsa Salana. One of them was Barry Schwartz. He is known as the leading authority on the world. You have all heard his speech at the Jalsa. He says that one of the main reasons he attended the Jalsa Salana was to educate about the Turin Trout. He says that he has to admit that he has learned many times more from the people here than what he could tell them. I spoke about the press and media. With the grace of Allah the Almighty, through the press media, the Jalsa has been introduced widely. We should be grateful to Allah the Almighty in how Allah has made this message spread across the world. The news about the Jalsa, the video clips, television and online videos have reached 3 million people through 7 programs. Through 34 radio programs, the message reached 2.79 million people. Through print and online media and through 14 forums, the message of Ahmadiyyat was taken to 7.7 million people. Through social media, through 1,195 users, the message of the Jalsa reached 5 million people. So through these forums daily, 12.16 million people receive the proceedings of Jalsa, news and messages, as well as pictures and video clips. Apart from Africa, other countries where media covered the news of the Jalsa are England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, USA, Canada, Pakistan, India, France, Jamaica, Bolivia, Greece, and Belize. One of the most important channels is BBC News 24, which gave the news about Jalsa 3 times. This is the first time that this has happened. Initially, it was approved that news would be broadcast once, but then afterwards permission was granted to broadcast this news again. International News Agency of France, AFP, also gave the news about the Jalsa. AFP also issued a video report which has been shown on multiple websites on USA, UK and India. This has been shown on Yahoo News, NBC News and MSN News. There were 34 radio interviews through the BBC, 3 national radio stations, 24 radio stations, and some local radio stations. These also include an interview on BBC Radio 4, which is the most listened to radio station of the United Kingdom. On this, a 20-minute interview was broadcast. Along with this, BBC Scotland and BBC Radio Asia Network also broadcast interviews. BBC Radio Station Network broadcast an interview for more than 1 hour duration, and through 30 radio stations, 2.7 million people received the message of Islam. Amongst these, there was at least two programs that started with my interview with the BBC journalist Caroline Wyatt. She interviewed me, and this was broadcast widely. After this, the Muslim organizations are making a fuss that they should all join together. Referring to me, they say that I should not represent Muslims, but that they will come together and represent Muslims. There were articles in Asian and Catholic newspapers. Two articles were published on Huffington Post, and this message got to others through social media and Twitter. Apart from this central report, through the UK press and media, the message, I believe, has been conveyed to at least 2.3 million people. In many African countries, the national television covered the live sessions of Jalsa, including Ghana, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Uganda, and Congo Kinshasa. They relayed sessions live from Hadikatul Mahdi. A friend from Ghana, Nana Wasiko Sahib, called in to say that I follow the religion of Christianity, but I feel extremely emotional after seeing the live broadcast of your Jalsa. It has made it difficult for me to hold back my tears. Indeed, there is no doubt that this Muslim community is at the forefront of presenting Islam. I pray that I can become a preacher of your community and spread the message of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. A lady from Tamale, Ghana, Humma Iddatu Sahiba, said, I saw the proceeding of the Jalsa of the Ahmadiyya community on Ghana TV. This really impressed me. I am a Muslim, but after seeing the proceedings of the Jalsa, I wish to become an Ahmadi Muslim. Someone rang from Uganda and said that I saw the Jalsa proceedings on TV and I wish to enter your community. Then this caller visited the mission house and took the bet to enter the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. One caller from Ghana said on the phone that today the Ahmadiyya Muslim community alone represents the true teachings of Islam. I used to refuse to listen to anything about Islam because I saw that Muslims were committing atrocities in its name. However, after listening to the Islamic teachings that you present, I have changed my mind. One Ahmadi lady writes from Ghana, today I am watching the proceedings of the Jalsa Salana on the TV from my room. I'm feeling as if I am physically present at the Jalsa. My heart is full of delight and my eyes are wet with tears. With the grace of Allah, the National TV of Sierra Leone, LSBCS, broadcasted 36 hours of live Jalsa proceedings. Many people called from Sierra Leone on the free telephone line to express their good wishes. One person, Jibril Sahib, said that I wish to thank all those people who worked hard to make it possible for us to watch this Jalsa live. We feel as if we are in the company of the Khalifa in the UK or our Ahmadi and benefiting from the blessings of Jalsa sitting in our homes. Jalsa proceedings were shown also in the four big cities of Congo Kinshasa. In two of those cities, my concluding address was relayed live, and in the other two cities, the whole of the proceedings were shown live. When my concluding address was relayed in Kinshasa, the booking was for 2 hours. The 2 hours were up, but my address was still continuing. At this, the TV crew was requested if they were able to give more time, so that the whole of the concluding address could be relayed live. They replied that normally our programs are scheduled and we don't increase the broadcasting time like this. However, as the speech of your Khalifa is still on, and this has an impact on us, we would like to give you more time so that the whole address could be relayed. And so the entire coverage was given. The feedback for this has been quite positive. One person rang and said that, I am a Muslim, but I have never seen anybody say such positive things like today. I would wish to join the Ahmadiyya Muslim community straight away. In another city of Congo called Bikongo, the Jalsa was relayed through the GKTV, and the head of the broadcasting organization, George Sahib, said that, "I have to admit that my preconceived ideas about Islam have changed immediately. By listening to the address of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih, it has become clear to me that Islam is a beautiful religion, and this teaching attracts the heart." He says that they could hear the broadcast of MTA programs from many homes, particularly of my concluding address. One person said that, "I saw your Jalsa on TV. I was particularly pleased to see that there is at least one person in this world who is giving such beautiful teachings. In African countries, many radio stations relayed live Jalsa proceedings for 3 days. In Mali's, from 15 radio stations, Jalsa proceedings were relayed, and nearly 10 million people listened to the Jalsa, the proceedings live in their own languages. Similarly, in Burkina Faso, 4 radio stations relayed the complete proceedings of 3 days of Jalsa Salana. They have a very vast audience. Similarly, radio stations in Sierra Leone also relayed the proceedings of the Jalsa. Therefore, with the grace of Allah the Almighty, the message of the Jalsa was relayed to millions of people. With the grace of Allah, the press and media team did very good work. The MTA team worked hard, and particularly the person in charge of MTA Africa worked really hard. May Allah the Almighty reward them for their hard work. Therefore, with the grace of Allah, through this Jalsa, the Jamaat has been introduced to a very wide community. As I've said before, many people worked hard to make it possible. This includes workers from MTA and from the press section. The youth who are working in the press section are young men from the UK. They are fulfilling their role in an effective manner, and may Allah the Almighty increase their abilities and make them shine forth. Now I would wish to mention some administrative matters for the organizers and the guests. It has been brought to my attention that in the main marquee there was a shortage of chairs. Therefore, some disabled and sick people were unable to take a seat to listen to the Jalsa. It appeared that some young people were sitting in the chairs instead. It was said that young people had been issued a card, therefore they could not be asked to get up to make a place for those who were poorly and elderly. Therefore, it should be ensured that the number of cards issued should match the number of available chairs, or increase the number of chairs. If there's not enough space in the main marquee, then a separate marquee can be set up for disabled and ill people. This should be a point to consider for next year. Secondly, one TV screen is not enough. There should be more than one screen for the main marquee. By and large, the arrangements in the toilets were better this year. However, there were occasional complaints of the lack of water pressure or toilet paper. In the main bazaar, one complaint was made by non-Pakistani Ahmadis against Pakistan Ahmadis, that the Pakistani Ahmadis did not queue up and did not show discipline and were pushing when they had to line up. It is important that Pakistanis should improve their behavior, because impatience and lack of discipline is not consistent with the spirit of Jalsa. I said it in the first day as well, that you should show patience and resolve and try give others more their rights. With the grace of Allah, the system of transport was praised by many people this year. Some workers complained about the poor behavior of some guests, even if it was a handful of guests who behaved inappropriately that created the wrong impression. Thankfully, the poor behavior was not witnessed by our external guests. To obey the directions given by the workers is a responsibility of every guest, even if the guest is related to an officer or has a high rank, belongs to a great family, or is even related to me. Instead of listening to the duty holders and creating a pleasant atmosphere, some people behaved in an inappropriate manner. This is not right. In response to the poor behavior, some young people who were on duty also became emotional and said that if people do not listen to us, then we will not do duty. This is also a wrong way to think. Such situations are part and parcel of Jalsa duty. People have different personalities, therefore duty holders should show resolve and courage. If the workers see that something is being done in a wrong way, they should report it to the superior officer, we should deal with it accordingly. Anyway, this Jalsa Salana was an occasion to bring the blessings of God. May every person who attended this Jalsa, either physically or through the television, bring about a pious change. The message of true Islam has reached many people through the media. May Allah the Exalted give these people wisdom and understanding, so that they can develop a true comprehension of Islam and are unable to accept this true message. After the Jummah prayer, I would lead a funeral prayer in absentia of Sayyida Farida Begum Sahiba, wife of Mirza Rafiq Ahmed Sahib. She was the granddaughter of Sayyid Jalil Shah Sahib and was the daughter-in-law of Hadad Khalifa Dhul Masih II. May Allah be pleased with him. She was the paternal granddaughter of Mir Hamid Shah Sahib and great-granddaughter of Mir Hassamuddin Sahib. She passed away 3 days ago. May Allah the Almighty grant her forgiveness. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. She was the granddaughter of Sayyid Habibullah Shah and great-granddaughter of Dr. Abdul Sattar Shah. So she was the daughter of the niece of Hadrat Umme Tahir. May Allah be pleased with him. Mir Hussamuddin Sahib had a special bond with the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. In his youth, when the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was sent to Sialkot by his father, he stayed with Mir Hussamuddin Sahib. This is why Hadrat Musleh Maud specifically mentioned about this special bond. Sayyida Farida Begum Sahiba was the maternal granddaughter of Sayyid Habibullah Shah, who was a paternal uncle of Hadrat Khalifa Thomasi IV. At the time of the Nikah ceremony of Razia Begum Sahiba, Hadrat Musleh Maud said that we have a special bond with this family, therefore I have come to lead the Nikah personally, despite being unwell. The wali of the girl at the time was also Hadrat Musleh Maud, may Allah be pleased with him, himself. May Allah the Almighty elevate the status of the deceased. Her daughter-in-law wrote that she was a very religious person, and in particularly in her elderly age, she read a lot. She read all the books of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, 3 times. She also read Malfuzat and Tafsir-i-Kabir. She used to listen to the Friday sermons regularly. May Allah the Almighty treat her with mercy and forgiveness and be the guardian of her children. One of her paternal grandsons is studying in Jamia Ahmadiyya Rabwa, and her maternal grandson is studying in Jamia Ahmadiyya Canada. May Allah the Exalted also make these children into true servants of the Jamaat.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَدُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ